Welcome to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. I'm Drew Boxler, editor of Physicians Practice. Every 2 weeks, we explore key areas of a successful, thriving, independent practice. We'll hear from experts in the industry regarding best practices for billing and collections, answer your top coding questions, analyze current legal trends, malpractice landmines to avoid, and look at the hottest tech innovations to increase productivity and enhance the patient experience. Let's get started. Physician practices deal with a lot of documents in any given day. Handling all of these documents manually can present increased burdens, which may ultimately contribute to burnout among yourself and your staff. But there is a way to maneuver around this manual document management, and that is document automation and data extraction. From today's guest, John Harrison, Chief Client Officer of Concord Technologies, you will hear just what exactly document automation and data extraction entails, how these systems can be set up in independent practices, and how you can make the most of your routines.
It's a pretty broad term, really, that talks about a set of different software capabilities that are all designed to help alleviate all of the manual burden associated with handling documents that are received, typically received, into a practice. When we think about the overall space of document automation, we typically think about sort of three areas of potential document automation. One is the digitization of documents, just being able to not use paper and be able to use digital versions of the documents. The second category would be, generally referred to as document workflow. So, and tools that support being able to move documents around, quickly view them, edit them, fill in forms, digitally sign them, make them searchable, things like that would all go into the document workflow piece. And then the third piece that we would include under the general document automation umbrella are data extraction capabilities that would take that another step further and do things like automatically identify the type of document, automatically hunt through a document and find the information you were looking for and pluck that out of the document for you to work with. We also see document automation referred to quite often as intelligent document automation or IDA. And that intelligent piece at the front sort of ties to artificial intelligence. And a lot of the artificial intelligence engines and technology development that has come recently to the market has enabled so much more of this automation of these traditional paper-based processes that were just unfeasible years ago. So if you think about all those together, it's sort of an umbrella term under intelligent document automation. We ran some research recently, and it was supported further by IDC and others. There's an amazing amount of documents still existing in healthcare. That research suggested that 75 to 80% of healthcare transactions still involve some form of documentation. And the vast majority of that's still fax. And so that process is clumsy, it's awkward, it's slow, it's difficult for the physicians to handle in the practice. It's also expensive. Even something simple like a prior auth request can cost a physician upwards of $6.50 to process, and they're doing those all day. So not only is there sort of a complexity, a cumbersome, slow, potential inaccuracies, but there's also a fairly high cost. And by implementing some of these document automation technologies, they can speed that process up, take some of that inaccuracy out, drive costs down. To really deliver quite a broad range of benefits.
John says that these technologies can improve workflows within your practice by driving down cost, improving accuracy, and then distributing data to appropriate places more quickly.
As we think about digitization, the first sort of piece of automation, that really ties to sort of how do I get digital versions of what would otherwise be a paper document? And the easiest one to think about there is using a digital fax service, a proper, cloud fax service or a fax server rather than a traditional fax machine. But it might also include things like using PDF versions of otherwise paper-based documents, scan those on a multifunction printer and be able to get a digital version of that document in your hands. We definitely see the adoption of digital fax services as being a huge enabler there for digitization, a real big leap forward. The second category, when we spoke about workflow, there are a variety of technologies out there, and Concord provides some that are designed around being able to handle documents in their digital form effectively and accurately and securely, obviously, as well. So we want to make sure that the users in the practice have tools to be able to view documents easily, split them up into document sections for different patients, be able to complete forms, be able to digitally sign them, be able to make them searchable so they can quickly find and retrieve documents, be able to route documents outside of the practice and keep track of it, that they're waiting for a response from an outside party. So all of those things that would typically be done in a very manual, paper-based way are very easy to transition to a digital process, but you need the right tools. Those workflow tools will almost always be very, very tightly integrated with the practice's EHR or practice management solutions or other technologies that they'd have. And that real tight link between what you're using to manage your documents and what you're using to manage all your patient data is really, really critical to make sure that those systems connect very well. The third category that I'd mentioned earlier was data extraction. This is an area where artificial intelligence has given us a huge boost over the last few years. And artificial intelligence today, combined with a variety of other technologies, are able to essentially read a document for you as it comes in, be able to figure out what it is, what its purpose is, and be able to go and pluck out the information from that document that matters to you. Go and find the patient information, go and find the insurance payer data, and do that all automatically. In almost all cases, it would surface that document to a human to verify, so that there's some validation and verification of the information before an automated action was taking place. But it takes away all of that manual overhead of somebody having to scrounge through pages of documents and hunt for information and manually be keying it in, and all of the time overhead and all of the process overhead tied to that. It also means that when you deploy technology like that, that you can typically automate a lot of the front-end work, automatically associate a document with the correct patient's chart or encounter in your EHR, link those together. You can automatically route a document to the right team to work on, automatically prioritize a document that contains information that should be looked at more urgently. All of those things are possible as a result of the data extraction capabilities.
One of the primary concerns in developing these technologies is complying with HIPAA laws once integrated into healthcare practices.
I mean, obviously, it's a core principle of the technologies themselves. And I'll refer here to Concord's approach to that, because obviously everybody's is different. But for us, we've been in the healthcare market, really massively focused on healthcare for a decade. And so everything that we did to design the technology was centered on supporting a healthcare transaction. And as a result, the data that we're surfacing from the document, things like patient names, date of birth, social security numbers, medical record numbers, any of that data that we're sort of plucking out of the document is provided only to the user of that document, surfaced digitally for them to work with. And it's all in a completely secure environment, in a secure application, so that only they can see it, only they can manage it, only they can interact with it, and that it's kept away from any other sort of prying eyes or accidental routing of the document. Many of our customers actually will deploy this technology to help them achieve better compliance against their HIPAA regulations, because it's so hard to achieve those required results when you're dealing with paper and you're dealing with human manual paper-based processes. It's really tough. But when those things are digital and they're managed in a digital environment and all of those, everybody who ever touches a document, whoever views it, whoever interacts with it is all tracked and managed and audited, it becomes a lot easier to run a tight ship and make sure that you're, you know, you're applying the best security practices both in your practice and that the, you know, obviously that the provider is designing the correct infrastructure and the correct design of the technology to support HIPAA on the back end.
If you do not already have intelligent documentation or data extraction technologies in your practice, stay tuned. Up next, John will discuss how you can go about identifying which technologies are right for your practice and the anticipated process of implementation.
We very commonly see physicians starting in a phased approach. You know, it's adopting or migrating from paper-based fax to a digital cloud fax solution is a real easy migration to make. It's, you know, a matter of a few days. It's done thousands and thousands of times. We're doing it, you know, for thousands of practices. And it's a fairly simple, well-proven, easy-to-migrate solution that achieves really, really tons of results. And it's a great way to sort of dip your toe in the water. The next step from there is to start looking at document workflow capabilities. And as you're getting more of these digital documents in, digital faxes in, you're dealing with PDFs more than paper, to start using tools that really help you get the most value from those digital forms of the document, be able to route them around effectively, be able to get them into people's hands quickly and easily. And so a real robust document workflow solution that's designed for healthcare can deliver very, very quick results. And, you know, again, just our version, our iteration of that is all cloud-based. And so it's super easy to deploy, long-term. Just click the button, activate it, and you can give it a try, you know, and experiment with it. But you'll typically find that adoption of a document workflow technology is very rapid because it's intuitive. We're also used to dealing with email and digital documents in other forms, that's a pretty easy change. The third level, though, is to move to the data extraction, and that's really where a lot of the magic comes together, but it is a little bit more complicated than some of the other steps. And the data extraction piece would sort of be the third stage of maturation, perhaps, as you think about somebody proceeding down a path of doing more and more document automation. And at that point, the system's helping you support, make a lot of decisions, getting documents in the right place automatically, and trying to really alleviate a lot of the burden for the individuals in the practice. So we do very commonly see this sort of phased approach and start with fax, get that figured out, and get some tools to route documents around effectively, and then move to something that's able to extract documents and route them for you and be able to automate some of the functions.
Thanks again for taking the time to speak with me, John. And thank you all for listening to Perspectives, brought to you by Physicians Practice. We hope you subscribe or listen to podcasts, rate us, and let us know what topics you would like to hear more about. For more practice management insights from the top experts in the field, be sure to visit us at physicianspractice.com and sign up for our newsletter.